The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
Summer after high school,
when we first met.
I can hear it.
Hi. Consider this a content warning. I don't know what we're going to say.
We can't play the content ID.
Explicit warning.
There's going to be curse words.
We're going to say some very bad words in the next hour. This is Whiplash After Dark.
Ow, ow.
I don't think I've done this in 2 months.
It's been a minute, Witching Hour is also having its resurgence era right now, because at the end of the summer, she died for a little bit. But we're back.
Tis the season.
Nighttime is back. Nighttime is in. Oh, somebody walked by the window inside. It was really scary.
Okay, for context, this is Whiplash. Did I say Whiplash After Dark?
Maybe.
Already?
Well, there's your reminder. It's Whiplash After Dark.
And there's a content warning, and I'm Erin, and of course, who's fucking here with me? Chris. Once again, but yes, it is a very, very special Halloween episode, and I was like, my roommate begged me not to come and do this. She was like, can you like reschedule it? And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, no, because
this is the last opportunity before Halloween.
Exactly. I was like, I have to do this. I owe it to myself.
It's your duty.
I owe it to all my fans out there who don't even know this is happening, because I did not promote it.
The real fans have been tuning in every week.
When I got to the station like half an hour ago, we are live. Please don't come kill us. If you're the killer, please turn your radio off. You didn't hear that. But I'm looking around. You never get scared here.
I know, but Erin heard the door open earlier and I wasn't here, so I'm spooked now.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not very articulate right now, but yeah, I heard the front door open. We have two doors here. But I heard the front door open, no beeps, no nothing, just a door slam. And if you've never been here, you need a key card to get through two doors.
Yep.
Especially after a certain time.
So whoever did that, whatever volunteer walked in the front door and then closed it, that was rude. How dare you?
That was terrifying. So like, actually terrifying.
I wasn't even here and I'm scared.
Yeah. No, when I looked at my phone, I was waiting for someone to come into the lounge. Like, it was Chris, because I'm like, you normally get here a bit earlier or whatever. And then I looked at my phone and it's like, message from Chris now, just leaving the house.
Like, actual horror movie timing.
I was like, oh my God. I actually thought I was going to die.
But we didn't.
No.
We're good. I was like, you didn't answer my text after that, and I was like, I wonder am I walking into the Terrifier CFRC edition? Like, what am I walking into?
Literally, I actually
thought. Is Erin's skin going to be on the walls? Like, what are we doing?
I was ready for someone to, like, play a huge prank on me. Like, if they noticed that the security system wasn't armed and they just walked in and they were like, okay, let me play a prank on someone and
that's
like,
evil.
And like slam on the windows or something of the studio.
Don't ever prank us here. Me and Erin carry knives everywhere. Just so you know.
Literally.
If Erin's here, I'm in the bathroom with a knife.
Anyway, I'm super excited. Some of the songs you'll know. Some of them you won't, because they're brand spanking new.
I'm really excited. Did you just put this all together today?
I did half of it, like,
before,
a few days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had something to run off of.
A little bit, yeah. But, yeah. I totally forgot about that one that you sent me until you sent it today.
I've been listening to it so much. It's so good.
And then I also didn't know that a song dropped today, but I'll talk about that when we get there. Up first, I'm starting with a classic, and I'm ending with a classic today, but up first is Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5. Deadmau5!
Is this going to be a really clubby episode?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, our kind of clubby episode.
Yeah, exactly. The club we want to go to.
Nothing too spooky. Like, I'm not playing Katya. You know what? I tried to listen to another Katya song, track, the other day there. I still can't do
She's
it.
She's dropping a new album soon. Is she? And I'm so excited, but don't worry, I won't invite you on to
I literally, I actually can't. Like, it terrified me last time. I, like, was shaking in my boot. Like, I actually almost shit myself.
If you want to finish off this episode.
I was crying.
Right before bed, if you want some ASMR, listen to Be Your Own Dentist by Katya. One of my favorite tracks by her. Very soothing, very relaxing, and you won't be scared at all.
Yeah. No, we have to move on. We're going to use up all our talking time. I will address that in a minute. Up first is Ghosting Stuff.
Bye. break.
beep beep boop boop beep boop boop. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to do that. That's my grape.
Sorry, I was really scared about the grapes falling. That would have been really bad.
Yeah, I dropped one and scrumped, but let's not do that with the whole thing.
We'll leave some, or what day is it, tomorrow, Sunday? Leave some jump scares for people. I think they step on like a little eyeball crunch. Anyways.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sorry, nobody else saw the vision there. I'm really funny, guys.
You don't know, maybe someone laughed. So that was R.I.P. by Chase Icon and Barely Human, which came out, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
2 weeks ago, you sent it to me. It ate up. It still eats up. So good. Before that was Inhuman by ISOXO. Is that how you say that?
I think so.
ISOXO.
That's how I would say it.
And then I started that set off with Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5.
I love this song. This is like my favorite Kim Petras song that's playing under us right now.
It's so good. It really is.
It's Demons from her like full Halloween album.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that album. It's my favorite thing that she's done.
It's very, very good. I don't know. I still really, really like Slut Pop. I was really into Slut Pop when it came out.
Slut Pop is really good.
Yeah.
But this one is just such a particular vibe. And it scratches the kooky spooky part of my brain.
It does. I love, 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 love this song. Like, every time you've played it, it's just so good. It's such good, like, bedding, too. Mm-hmm. It really is. Totally.
Totes.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I hate the name Deadmau5.
Me
too. I hate it. I think it's awful. Like, could you not think of anything better?
And I don't get the fun spelling of the second
I don't
half.
Like, I know. I don't like the fun spelling at all. I saw this like teen Disney star pronounce it like Deadmau5 on a red carpet,
That's really
and I
funny.
Was like, "Lol."
I'm trying to think of ones that I pronounced really, really badly because there's some really tough ones in there.
Oh, there are.
Especially in our club episodes, I've definitely said some horrendous things that were not correct at all. Deadmau5 is something I would say.
I feel like I have an easier time with, like, the German club hits than the French ones.
I don't
know what it is about French. I hate French.
I have the worst French accent on earth.
I don't really like French people.
Bonjour.
And I think that translates into my poor pronunciation.
You hate French people so much that you can't be on that level with
them. Yeah, I really can't.
You need to create a degree of separation.
Actually, whenever I smell a French person, I immediately leave.
Bonjour, come on.
That's literally what it sounds like when I start speaking French. But, yeah, this next song, I freaking love it. It got really popular when it was in Euphoria.
Oh, I do recognize it from, like, when it was really popular on TikTok a few years ago.
Yeah. Which, like, the only reason that was popular on TikTok is because it was
Euphoria.
Popular on Euphoria. Everyone, like, everyone shits on 100 Gex.
But, but this is a very 100 Gex song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally one half of 100 Gex. I sound so stoned right now. Like, I don't know why I've lost my ability to be articulate.
It's past midnight and we've been, like, good little girlies going to bed at, like, 10 p.m. this week. I think we've been pretty good. So we're not used to this. We're not used to being creatures of the night like we used to be. You have to bear with us while we get used to it again.
We have to get our...
That's why I moved my show back an hour because I physically could not do it anymore.
I just think in general, like, over the last few weeks, I've lost my ability to be articulate. It's
Chance,
actually so horrific.
Literally all of us, Chance yesterday said, I haven't said a full proper sentence in about 2 weeks. And I think that's where we're all at right now. Even yesterday, I asked Aaron, on Friday, I asked Aaron, are you excited? And I was referring to plans on the weekend, but I didn't elaborate at all. I just said, are you excited? Like, did it, and then she went, what? And I couldn't explain myself.
She was just like witches. Are you excited? What? You know, witches.
Because we're going to the craft on Sunday and practical magic on Sunday night at the screening room play.
Which I totally forgot, which is probably why I didn't understand what she
excited?
Meant.
Witches.
I was like, what? I was like, I'm working on Sunday. What do you mean? So funny. Totally forgot that I lied to my manager saying that I had like a meeting so I couldn't work at night.
Oh, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You do have a meeting. at the screening room.
I do. I just, like, didn't elaborate on what meeting it was. And so which meeting.
You have to keep lies vague.
Are we dressing
Once you get too specific. I think we should dress witchy.
I think we should dress witchy, too. Can I have your lipstick that you're wearing?
Yes.
It looks so good.
Oh, thank you. I'll bring it.
Do. Please do. Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
Anywho. Most of the same letters.
Anyone?
Anyone? This is a shout out to the station. This is Haunted by Laura Les.
Thank you. Speak to man to bow with him whole. Licking my fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out of the cage. I lead your man to bow with him whole. Licking my fingers, I'm in control. Fly like a bird, I'm taking it home. Moving my body like an info. I say it right now, do what I say. Apply the pressure into your veins. Blood on the floor, I'm pushing the pain. I let the creatures out.
We'll be right back.
sometimes I wonder if I had gotten into social media really young, whether I'd be rich and famous. Like, if I did ASMR. Do you know that, like, one girl, that one, like, child?
Child? One?
Yeah, she was a child, and she, like, used to tap her nails, like, on the Coke can. And
I like to think if I was, like, there first, I would be famous, but we just simply, we weren't, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
We just, we aren't those people.
I feel like if I were famous, I'd become James Charles. I feel like I'd be the James Charles on the internet.
Guys who are 17.
I probably would, just because I could.
Yeah, and get a BBL.
I don't need one. My sisters.
Young talks like he has a frog.
I literally turned my head and she said that, and that was terrifying. I actually felt threatened.
Do you remember that picture where he looks like the evil spider from that, like, kids show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where he's like Mary. White face.
Flashback Mary.
Red lips.
I love her.
She's I should be that for Halloween. That would be a great costume.
Actually do it.
And you also have to have, like, the quiff hair. That's crazy. I remember every year looking forward to the Halloween makeup tutorials from him and Nikki Tutorials.
Oh, really?
And, like, all those. And Jeffree Star. I followed all the gurus.
Really?
Yeah.
I struggled.
And, like, only Nikki Tutorials didn't turn out evil.
Is Nikki Tutorials the one that was like, I'm doing a brand new hair
review? Yeah, and then it's the exact same.
She was like, ready? Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
If that's the worst thing she's done, then she's killing it.
Actually, yeah, so funny. Oh, I actually, that video cracks me up.
Brand new hair, and it's, like, in black and white, and then she goes 3, 2, 1, and it looks the exact same.
Yeah, I think she got so much hate for that, actually.
She did, because she's never done anything wrong before that, and then that just really...
Well,
I think she got more hate for that than James Charles did for dating
a child.
Teenagers.
I don't understand how he's still so, like, famous.
Is he?
I honestly think it's because people love to hate him.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think him and Jeffree Star both, like, thrive off the hatred.
Jeffree Star is such an interesting character to me because they know, like, everything about anything.
They
in
are,
Hollywood,
like,
they know everyone, they've met everyone, partied with everyone, and now they just own a yak farm in the middle of nowhere.
It's crazy. I, like, want to know his life story.
I want to know his kill list.
No, he's psycho, but also, like...
Oh, I didn't mean his physical murder kill list.
No, he has one.
Oh, he definitely does.
I trust and believe he has one. I also just think, like, he could ruin so many people's lives just by, like, saying something.
I know.
He knows so much.
It's like, I know how problematic he is, but it's like, if I...
But I do. I admire the power he has.
Yeah, if I got to be friends with him, I absolutely would. I'd look past everything he's done too.
Me too. To be honest,
just to be, like, kept up to date and, like, know everything.
Jeffree Star, Nicki Minaj, and Trisha Paytas are, like, my top three.
Oh, I couldn't. I don't think I could look past Nicki.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad.
And her husband that she still has.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about her husband.
She brought him on stage. I think it was a fairly recent video. And so he's, like, sitting in the chair, literally, like, not even looking at her. And then she's just, like, singing, like, dancing, being all sexy in front of him. And then she, like, sits on him and, like, is like, wow, look at my man. Like, da da da. And, like, he's literally doing nothing. He's checked out.
Whoa.
He's giving nothing. He's just, literally a chair.
That's rough.
Yeah. You're not even going to support your woman while she's on stage?
Damn.
He's thinking about, like, all those kids.
Yeah, well, when Nicki divorces him, then I'll be a fan again.
Yeah.
But Trisha Paytas is still up there.
She's,
like,
everything to me.
I'll forgive all her wrongs. I don't care.
The only time I had an issue with her was when everyone was telling me I was supposed to have an issue with her and that she was really problematic. And maybe when I was a little bit of, like, a social justice warrior in high school. But now, I want her level of not giving a fuck about anything.
Yeah, I agree. I admire her.
She's so unapologetically being herself, and I love it. Same with Tana.
Yeah, and they all say the craziest stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, They didn't say they were right about it or anything.
No, they were just being honest. And you know what? If I turned the camera around on you and I Truman Showed you, you get canceled so quick.
Yeah.
Not you specifically, but I'm speaking to...
No, me specifically.
I'm speaking to my reflection.
I have to say, okay, going back to the music.
Yeah.
The last Charlie XCX song you played, Hot Girl.
Oh, sorry. I totally forgot to say what I played.
Oh, do it. Give us a roundup. Remind us.
Yeah, you heard Hot Girl, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies by Charlie XCX. Before that was the new track dropped today.
Today or yesterday?
Today or yesterday by Lady Gaga called Disease. And then before that was Eat Your Man by Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado. And then I started that off with Haunted by Laura Less.
Slime.
What were you going to say about Charlie?
I was going to say that's still one of my favorite Charlie songs, even after Brat.
Oh, really?
Hot Girl and Hot in It, I think, are my two favorites.
Hot in It is really, really good. I love 1999 and Crash and Yuck.
Yeah, Emma loves Yuck.
Yuck. I honestly have only started listening to Yuck because of Emma, because of her, like, gym playlist.
Yeah, Yuck, I bet, features heavily.
It is on there. Yeah. You don't really? Nothing from Brat?
I like Brat, but it didn't stand out to me as much
to
as
you.
It didn't speak to me the way it spoke to other people, I don't think. I appreciate the sentiment behind Brat Summer.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
That's okay. Not even 365 or Guess.
I like them again.
Okay.
But I'm not like.
Yeah. You're not like.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. These are my top
Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I know. I look forward to more of her, like, remixy stuff.
Me too. I want more Vroom Vroom. I want more Vroom Vroom.
Even the Barbie song that she did was so good.
Speed Drive. That one was good too.
Speed Drive eats up and I play it all the time.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
For running around campus at full speed.
Anything, you know what? She loves talking about cars in so many of her songs, but any song that goes beep beep, I love it.
Beep beep. Me too. It's so
like the
good.
New Kesha one, the new Kesha one. Beep beep. Love
oh my
it.
Gosh. Joyride, you mean?
Yeah.
I love Joyride. That's also a good Halloween track, I feel like.
Beep beep. Vroom vroom. I love it. I don't know why.
We love car noises and songs.
Anything with sound effects.
We love beep beep.
I love beep beep. No, I actually, when I'm driving down the highway, I will, like, whether or not the song I'm listening to has, like, car noises or not in it, I will just go beep beep.
You need to make a playlist that's called Beep Beep, and it just has every song that has beep beep in it.
Let's go beep beep or meow. If I'm switching lanes.
You have to have very literal car music to drive.
I make the car music. wow, I actually gonna eat up with that sound.
Yeah. You did. That was really
I thought
good.
There was like, that's what I should do for the Whiplash promo. Instead of Kachow, I should do.
We can just clip this and put that in there. I put in the Witching Hour promo, those are a clip of us screaming when lightning went off of the window.
That was a crazy night.
That was a crazy night.
I did
night.
Not want to drive. At all after that.
Yeah,
I was scared that we were gonna get hit. I was scared that we were gonna get hit.
Was that a club episode night? It was. That was Katya night too. So that was a really scary night because I played Katya for you for the first time.
Guys, I cried. Maybe I do prefer Trixie.
Maybe you're a Trixie girl and that's okay.
Okay, but up next is Spooky Coochie.
By who?
I actually
Doichi?
Doichi? I don't know how to say her name.
I do like I just know that one. That wasn't words. I know the one that's like, hi, my name's Doichi with two eyes. That one. Do you remember that one?
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
No,
bye.
I don't remember that one.
What the fuck is you supposed to be? A tampon? Bitch, trick, trick, trick this trick. Trick. It's D-O-E. Reppin' for the B-A-P. Coming for the T-O-P. Like another J-O-B. Nigga, I'm back like a Chucky bride from the afterlife. Nothing nice. This an antichrist. This a bloody night. Bloody ride. He gon' fantasize. About to say your lies in my thighs. Got that spooky twat for your yama time. You turn him on when I'm all alone. We be moan and he call my phone. I'ma put this pussy with a drone. And he wanna own it. He pay to get this pussy flown. And he wanna clone it. But I'ma have this nigga foaming. And this the Wizard of Oz. I'm wicked witch of the West. You shuffling.
stacking up them cards. I'm at the top of the deck. I know that I pose a threat when I post it up on the net. If you book with Ochi.com, you know you booking the best. Off topic, I'm fucking. I do this with no magic. I kill you with no casket. I mock, no track you die. It's about to get wretched. I chop you up, no hatchet. I soak you in that acid tub. Beat you to the maggots. We be taking on another form. The way I've been snapping, y'all gon' end up my children of the corn. I think I've adapted to all of the cannibal savages. I feel a possession in the session. I need a Catholic to assess it. Come and bless it, then undress it. Pussy precious, she a fetish. She get deadly, I'ma get it. I want it, then I'ma get it. He don't get it, he regret it. Coochie vegan, it's a veggie. Come and eat this coochie dressing. I am Dolce, I am legend. Don't shoot me, just get the message. You got beat them bitch addressing. You PS it, I'm too young to beat this rest. And see you bitches, shit you out. Do my fucking large intestine. I spit breath that make you quit. I insist that you respect it. Save your music, keep it close. I suggest that you protect it when I'm in the studio. I go Jason, I go Fred, and smash you bitches in your bed and shoot your mammy and your daddy at your wedding. I've been waiting, I've been ready. Disappear like I'm a yeti. I go up like UMS, get to rap like UBS. Get them checks like UTS, waiting for our debut next. I don't come to play or flex. When I rap, I step on next. My bars feel like Yeti Yeti. They book me like yes, oh yes. I told them once, I told them once. I guess I'll tell them twice. I'm on the run, another one. I'm in it for the ride. Hey, fuck the fame and fuck the hoes. Like you it for the vibe. They want me dead, but I still do it in another life.
Willkommen auf Deutschland, honey. Willkommen auf Deutschland, honey.
Beauty.
8 house boost down, yachts, mama. If Jeffree Star came back from, like, his yak farm with an album like that or channeling that energy, I think the world would change.
I was going to say, we were just talking about Jeffree Star earlier.
I think that would be a revolution comparable to Brat. World tour.
I agree.
Absolute world tour.
I would feel more passionately about that, actually.
That would be my Warped Tour. If it was, like, Barely Human, Jeffree Star, like...
That would be the modern Warped Tour. Like, that would be the crew. Because I saw they've been trying to, like, recreate it.
They're doing Warped Tour, like, next year.
I heard, and it's going to be, like, Sleeping with Sirens and, like...
It doesn't look like a good lineup.
Yeah.
My dad was like, should we go? And I was like, no.
I feel like they didn't really corner, like, the modern market of what people are listening to.
Yeah.
If, like, I don't know, is, like, Bad Omens gonna be there and, like, Sleep Token?
I was looking at Rock Am Ring for next year in Germany because I've always wanted to go, and, like, my favorite band is headlining, but I don't really listen to any other groups, but I think you listen to them.
You think? Okay.
I do. I'm pretty sure you listen to them.
I'll look at the lineup and see who I recognize.
Yeah, if you could fork out, like, you know, a couple grand, maybe come with me.
I'll at least give you recommendations before so you can catch up.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go. Did you see the Primavera lineup though?
No.
It has Sabrina, Chapel, and Charlie headlining.
Whoa, that's gonna be nuts.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I think a lot of people are going for them going as them for Halloween.
I think so too. I think it's a fantastic trio idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. Just yeah, pop girlies.
A lot of effort.
It is, and you kind of have to like already have like the look, unless you want to get like a wig and like
wig. Yeah, I know Rachel said that to me. She's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we think of like Sabrina Carpenter and Charlie XCX? And I was like, girl, I did think of that, but I'm not
it's
doing
a lot
that.
Of work.
It's a lot of work. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I can't. I'd probably still get a wig though.
You'd probably still get a wig.
Yeah,
like for Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she has the really long hair. That's true. Also, Rez is playing Under Us right now. Do we want to see Rez next year?
Yes, we're seeing Rez next year.
Wait, we are already?
No, not yet. No,
we shall.
But we are.
Okay.
We're going to.
We will. I love Rez.
I foresee it.
Canadian queen.
Mm-hmm. She must be somewhere.
She must be.
We'll
okay.
Find her. Probably picnic or something.
2025 goals. Sorry. Number one, seeing Rez.
Yeah, that is my number one goal. It's definitely going to probably play picnic again.
Hmm?
I feel like picnic.
Like picnic?
In Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Or I think Igloo Fest, or like the organizers of Igloo Fest have a summer thing too, and I think she plays that.
We'll find her.
She'll be in Montreal.
Rez, we're coming for you. We're gonna get you. We should get the spiral glasses
to
go see her.
She seems so freaking cool. No.
No. Does that seem like we're too big of fans? Even though we're like not really.
That's like, it's like wearing a band's merch when you're walking in.
It's kind of funny though. It's like dressing up as Pitbull.